A proposed minor offenses ordinance chugs along through committees. And the Haines School Board talks about the search for a new superintendent. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories up next. Borough committees are meeting to discuss the proposed minor offenses ordinance, but at one discussion this week, progress was slow. The minor offenses ordinance is causing more than a minor headache for those trying to dissect the 14-page list of regulations. It's also causing concerns from locals who fear their quality of life will be impacted with more restrictions. Borough officials say the ordinance is simply streamlining enforcement for regulations that already exist. The list of violations has been divided up between the Public Safety Commission, the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee, the Government Affairs and Services Committee, and the Tourism Advisory Board to review and forward recommendations to the Assembly. But decrypting all of these rules could take a while.
I think what I got out of that committee meeting is that there's going to be a lot of hard work to get that ordinance to the point where I think it's digestible by the people of Haines. Maybe not quite a year, but it's going to take a long time. Every little section intertwines with another section and another title.
That's Dave Barry. He's an assembly member and the chair of the Government Affairs and Services Committee. He and the other three members of the GAS committee met on Monday to go through their assigned offenses. There was some confusion about what exactly the committee's role is when it comes to the proposed ordinance, with committee member George Campbell eager to take on the entire list.
We are the GAS committee. We've been asked to review the minor offenses ordinance as a whole. The point of order I want to make is I think our public here, and I would love to see how many agree with me, that this is part of what we're here to discuss, and they want it all discussed. So let's discuss it from the very beginning, because that's the meat of what a lot of people are having problems with.
After about 20 minutes, Mayor Jan Hill, who was there observing, stepped in to clarify.
The minor offenses ordinance as a whole will be gone over by the Assembly. We have taken sections out that pertain to the different committees that we have so that the Assembly doesn't have to go through the detail of each of those particular minor offenses. And then when that draft is put together with the input from each committee, then the Assembly goes through the draft ordinance. So you are tasked tonight to go through the ones that are applicable to the GAS committee.
Once it was clear, the committee got to work discussing the minutiae of a handful of offenses that didn't seem to fit with any other committee. Those included the presence of house numbers, obstructions in alleys, on roadways and sidewalks, and the use of motorized vehicles on Chilkat River beaches. Barry says he thought the motorized vehicle on Chilkat beaches issue had been resolved. More than a year ago, the Assembly made the decision to ban motorized vehicles in those areas.
You know, you can't go around the back door after we've already gone through and worked this system out. We did this, what's a year and a half ago?
Since it has come up again, Barry says the committee recommended getting legal clarification on the matter. The GAS committee on Monday got through five offenses in about 2 hours. The group decided on recommendations related to house numbers and obstructions on public throughways. They also recommended getting rid of an offense that deals with streets used for private purposes. They have also asked borough staff to clarify the details on an offense regarding restrictions at Picture Point. The Public Safety Commission and the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee are taking on their assigned offenses with different approaches. The Public Safety Commission powered through its list of ordinances and has already submitted recommendations to the Assembly. Commission Chair Jim Stanford says that many of the offenses in question were repetitive and pretty easy to make decisions on.
We just made recommendations from a generic position as to what we thought looked kind of unreasonable. There were several recommendations to drop the fines. I mean, not completely, but to reduce the fines.
Stanford says that taking the time to dissect the offenses now, before the ordinance is passed, just makes good sense.
Why would you put the cart before the horse and go ahead and pass an ordinance and hope you're going to change it later on? That doesn't seem to work.
The Port and Harbor Advisory Committee last week decided to take a different tack on harbor-related offenses. Some members and Harbor Master Sean Bell had concerns about certain offenses, but instead of taking action at this time, the group recommended passing the ordinance as is and dealing with changes in the future. As for the Tourism Advisory Board, they haven't yet met to discuss their portion of the list, and according to the borough website, there is no meeting scheduled. Although these four committees have been assigned to go over the offenses, the Assembly is still going ahead with its second public hearing on the ordinance Tuesday at 6:30. The search for a new superintendent and a potential drop in test scores were two key topics of discussion at Tuesday's Haines School Board meeting. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
The school board recently voted to spend $7,000 for a consultant to help recruit and vet a new permanent superintendent. The consultant, Timmy Tullis, works for the Alaska Association of School Boards. She told the board Tuesday that she's conducted about a dozen superintendent searches in the past 6 years.
We know that it has been a challenge in the last few years to get a lot of quality candidates. So the best thing about you guys is you're the first district out of the gate this year. And that's a really good thing. And you know what? It is not challenging to sell this amazing district. This is an easy district to encourage people to come to.
The Haines District is searching for a superintendent at the very beginning of the new school year because of the unexpected resignation of former superintendent Ginger Jewell. She left after fulfilling 1 year of her 2-year contract. When the district and board went through the hiring process for Jewell, they did not pay for any outside consultants to assist with the search. Retired educator Rich Carlson is serving as interim superintendent for at least 6 months and possibly a year. The board is planning to post a job description that gives a flexible start date between February 1st and July 1st of next year.
So that shows that we're out there looking, we're out there searching, we're hoping to get someone as early as February 1st, but no later than July 1st.
At a workshop on September 29th, board members and Tullis will flesh out what qualities and qualifications they think are important for the next superintendent. Tullis suggested the district put out a survey to community members, so that feedback can be part of the discussion later this month.
It's my recommendation that the board, you know, be as inclusive as possible in the process, yet never give up your responsibility as a board.
We have a link to the community survey posted with this story at khns.org. The new superintendent could be stepping into a district dealing with a significant drop in standardized test scores. New state education standards resulted in new annual tests for students, which they took last spring. It's called Alaska Measures of Progress, or AMP. Superintendent Carlson said the preliminary statewide results from the tests are in. The district's results will be released October 19th.
And it was really what we had anticipated. The number of people that met proficiency was down, which would be understandable because the test is much more rigorous.
Schools in Alaska are rated between 1 and 5 stars based on test scores, attendance, and graduation rates, and other standards. Right now, Haines is a 4-star school. Lower scores on tests could potentially drop the district's star rating. That would mean more oversight from the state. Carlson says the district's reputation could also be hurt. Testing refusals could also affect the district's star rating. Last spring, when the AMP tests were administered, a number of Haines school parents opted their children out of the tests. Students who are opted out are automatically counted as not proficient. At the end of the testing period in April, school administrators said 12 students had refused the test. In a small district like Haines, that could have an impact. But it won't be reflected in the star rating until next year. Since this is the first year of AMP test results, districts are not penalized for any drops in test scores.
Everything has been sort of frozen for a year because of the realization that this is a more difficult test. Uh-huh. Now, next year or next spring, if we have a number of people opting out, that would impact the star rating for the next year.
Carlson says he plans to bring up the issue of opt-outs at a meeting this week with Alaska Education Commissioner Mike Hanley. Department of Education officials have said that an increase in testing refusals happened around the state and country. It's to do at least in part with the growing movement against the Common Core education standards. Alaska didn't adopt Common Core, but some parents and legislators see a difference between Common Core and the new Alaska standards only in name, not in substance. The next school board meeting is October 6th. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.